Hello, unofficial, official, whatever. This is my podcast. I can do whatever I like. So this is just another random episode after such a long time. And I'm unapologetic because I've had to be away for different reasons and I cannot be sorry for them. But I'm here today to record this podcast that has sort of been brewing for a very long time, probably for the longest time. And it's around me and who people perceive me as and who I am and all of that. Now, all of this is born from a reel that I posted today on Instagram, and it was the audio on it is Leslie Odom's Hummingbird, and I really love the song. I love the feel of the song. I love the lyrics of the song. I just really love the song, and it just sort of embodied a part of me that I do not necessarily let out for different reasons. And so I have a few points here to just guide me in this monologue, just so that I'm making sense to anyone who's listening. And the first thing I have here is, am I too old? Am I not too old to be someone else? And I have this here because for the longest time in my own life, I have really fought who I am, the things about me that make me different, and it's been sorry, message just came in. It's been a very hard, long journey to own myself, to see myself, and to accept myself, and I'm still on that journey. And I'm grateful for the people around me that have been supportive, that have been just there to allow me be me. And when I say me, be me, it's not that cliche with all my bad habits, not wanting to change kind of me, but allowing like myself to be comfortable with all my goofiness, because I'm a very goofy person, and people just have this perception most of the time that I'm very stuck up, very rigid, very not fun. I mean, one of the things that I have been doing when I've not been here is working. I got a job, a great job, and I mean, not like it's 100% great, but it's a great job. So I got a job, and I'm bringing this up right now because when I resumed, a lot of people on my floor thought that I was very boring, and when they would divide themselves into groups for joke's sake or forever, they would put me into the group that is the most boring, because they just felt I am not lively, I'm not fun, I'm not boring. And in my head, I was just like, yo, I'm still new here. I'm not going to be wild on the first day. Not like I'm even a wild person. But the truth is, I do have my wild days. And this question is like, am I not too old to be someone else? I walk into a room and I'm not typically the loudest person in the room, but it depends on who's in the room. And I think that sort of leads me to like my second point here. It depends on who is in the room. If they're my people, like my people, like my own people, of course I'm going to be lousy, I'm going to be wild, I'm going to be very, you know, myself. But even with the people that are my people, there's still the classes of people that are my people. So there are my people that know me for primness and properness. There are people that know me for my crude Raz self when I can be. And there are people that just know me as somewhere in the middle. Some of them, well, okay, those are not my people. But I would say, so far, who knows me, like, knows me, I'd say my sisters seem to be, like, the people who have a very round knowledge of who I am. That's my bougie side and my very Raz side. I also have one friend who I think knows me very well and has been very, very, like, the person has just really made it very comfortable to be myself, all of myself, without feeling like I need to hold anything back. And I mean there's still going to always be boundaries with people for different reasons, but this person has really just been there. And there are different people in my life who I can be more of one part of me than another part with them, for reasons that differ from either how I perceive them and what I think they can take of me, or just maybe it's been like something has happened in the past where I sort of hinted about a side of me and it went south, and I'm like, oh, okay, this far no further shall you know, thus far forever until something changes or something. And sometimes this sort of gives me a very heavy weight, like a huge question mark that I'm carrying around. And this takes me back to the next point, which is self-acceptance. And this is me asking myself in those times, who am I? Am I going to be at this moment different just for this person, or am I still going to own myself and be myself regardless, and this person has to choose whether they want to be all for me or just partly for me or conditionally for me. And some of these things, I should even say, like I was telling my friend on a voice note, that's definitely inspired this podcast, is some of the things are not, they're not wild, like they're not like, I'm not going to be wearing a tube on the streets, because that's just not, like, I'm just not comfortable at all. All the sides of me are not comfortable walking on the streets in a tube. Like, when I say tube, like a crop tube. But there, I mean, I think I'm the kind of person that can actually wear a tube dress, like a tube full length dress, and look really classy in it. But some people in my life that feel like I would never show skin for whatever reason I might have given them over the course of my life and the existence of our friendship, they just feel like I would never be that person that would wear anything that reveals. I'm not like I'm going to even show like all of my body, but just having the liberty to feel comfortable in my skin. So for example, I over the weekend I was at an event, a friend's event, and I bought this really lovely dress that was a spaghetti strap. And I'm sure there's some people in my life that if they had seen me, they'd be like, ah, I didn't know you used to wear stuff like this. Now, it wasn't revealing anything, except if I bent in the wrong way, but it wasn't revealing anything. But that's just one scenario. I love music. I really love gospel music, and I'm not gonna lie, at some point in my life I have been an advocate of listening to nothing but Christian music, for different reasons that stem from guarding your heart to just maintaining the right spiritual atmosphere. But I listen to other kinds of music, actually. I love, like, well, what inspired this podcast right now is Leslie Odom's Hummingbird from his Mr. album. And that is not a Christian album or song. Actually, still listening to some other songs from that same album, and I'm like, okay, this is a bit explicit. You know, his descriptions, his expressions, you know. So they're just different parts of me that I would generally would love to be more comfortable expressing, but because I'm still on that journey of self-acceptance and even say where I am right now, I'm just not there right now. I'm not a timid person, but I probably shouldn't even say that, because I mean that's just words. You would know if you would ever know that I'm not a timid person. I can be very bold. I think I can actually also be very timid, very shy. So yesterday, as at the event that I was at, I was literally in a corner, and I think I put it up on my story, and I was like, I'm sitting at an event in a corner when I would typically, or I should be, like mingling people and saying hi, but that's really not me. And then when I put on my status, there was one of my friends also reached out and said, oh, but I still think that you are that kind of person that can walk into a room and walk up to somebody and say hi. And I'm like, and that moment I was like, yeah, this is somebody that knows how confrontational is a big word, how much more daring I can be, and how I'm not just a 100% introvert. I have my moments, and one of those moments can really just make me a very expressive extrovert. So generally, I mean, I think everybody has this sort of impression in their mind, and this is like my fourth point, where they are this classy, you know, walk into the room, everybody's eyes turn, and you're taking every step, and it's all drama and Bollywood and what are those Indian things that are just excessively dramatic. But then in real life, you walk into a room, the first thing, the handle of the door holds back your bag and you stumble, and then just two people look at you and you're tripping on your 2-inch heels. So sometimes in real life, I'm actually just a klutz sometimes, but other times I feel like I'm just, you know, easy breezy. And I should even say this at this point, because this is a very, very down-to-earth, vulnerable, if you can't deal with this, because of my podcast kind of moment. I think I'm a very beautiful girl. I have not admitted this to myself as often as I should. I think so. I feel like I have my moments. For example, yesterday I was looking really good. Today, I was looking like a shadow of my shadow. Because what happened, I can't even explain or justify what happened today. I had this idea of what I was going to wear to work this morning, and I already ironed it like last night. I know I'm digressing, enjoy this part of the podcast. And I ironed it last night, and I was like, I'll wear this today. And I woke up in the morning, I was supposed to wake up by 5, I was supposed to get up by 5, but it was like 5:15 and I was still on my bed like, I don't want to stand up, can it just rain so I can have a reason to not go to work early this morning. Eventually I got up, and then I remembered that I needed to redo my hair, because I don't have any extensions in my hair that's making it more tidy. So I got up, I was like, okay, let's try to find a way to pack this hair. And I didn't want to pack it like my regular 2 side braids kind of thing, so I wanted to do something interesting. And for whatever reason, I decided to be adventurous this morning to make Didi on my hair. I don't know how to translate what Didi is in English, but it's a different kind of weaving that is a lot flatter than the regular cornrows. And I tried to do that, and I made progress, but it ended up rubbish. But I was already late, and I had to leave the house. So thankfully or not, I don't know, there wasn't light, so I couldn't get a really good view of myself, but I just left the house that way anyway. So I left the house, and I knew that I wasn't even looking 50%. I just went. But on my way back, I caught a glimpse of myself in the mirror of the bus I was in, and I was like, you look so so tattered right now compared to the beautiful girl that that was, you know, flexing yesterday. What is wrong with you? And the man, I'm like, well, these are the things that happen in real life. We don't look 100% every day for different reasons. And that's an example of head me and real me, because in my head, even though I was looking very, I mean, not as nice as I typically would have, but I still felt like a beautiful girl. So that's like two different perspectives of like head me and real me. I hope you caught them. If you didn't catch them, listen again. So where am I now? And this is the last point. This is already almost 16 minutes. Where am I now? I'm in a place where I am taking it one day at a time. I'm embracing myself one day at a time. I'm just going to give you this one point because somebody attacked it yesterday and I sort of didn't even say anything in a way of rebutting it. I can dance. I actually can dance, and my sisters know this. They know that I can dance, but I just don't dance publicly because, number one, I'm not a trendy, like, I'm not a trendy anything. I'm not a trendy dresser. I'm not a trendy dancer. So if you're talking about what are the dances that people are dancing now, I don't know what they are. I don't know them. So if that's what you're going to use to judge me, I guess I can't dance then, according to you. But generally, I can dance. I can move to the beat. I can move well, and more than 50% well. So this is where I am, taking it one day at a time, learning myself, loving myself, and being 100% of me as much as I can every day. So that is the spontaneous podcast for today. Let me know if you listen to this. Anyway, you can reach out to me, Instagram, WhatsApp, you know, whenever it is that you listen to it. And I do the thing where I come back after some time and just listen to myself. And actually hope I even post this thing because imposter syndrome. Anyway, so it's a really very informal, it's very very informal podcast. So no intro, nothing, just me here ranting to my laptop screen. So all right, bye.